What's popping, part two people?
And State scored again.
Oh, Jesus, Tom.
Yes.
You're on probation.
Let's keep the partial scores to a minimum.
What a great Rose Bowl.
We have a big surprise for part two. I mean, a big surprise. I'm really excited about this. Although, yeah, we are waking this guy up, or we're keeping him up, I should say. So I'm not sure how active he's going to be.
Mm.
But because we got our international landline now, we are able to call Mr. Methane.
Yeah,
and
that.
Joe just talked to him. How do you sound, Joe?
You know, he sounded a little tired, but he's ready to go. Once he heard Drew and Mike, his ears perked.
His ass perked up?
His ass perked, I should say, yeah.
Did he eat anything in the last couple hours?
Oh. Oh, no. Testing.
Oh,
my God, the megaphone's not working.
One, two. See if the foghorn works on it.
See if the foghorn is.
I'm still worried the foghorn doesn't work.
Oh.
Thank God.
Thank God for that. Jeez.
Keith Jackson's out of the booth.
Yeah, methane's fired up.
But I guess he's a little, not cranky, just kind of tired.
Well, he's been farting all day. Wouldn't that exhaust you?
I don't know how often he farts. I think he's still busy. I mean, his website's still rolling. And
oh, you think he meets somebody on the street? Hey, man, can you fart for me? No, only during the show.
I'm a little tired right now.
It's his art, after all.
I think, as strange as this is to say, I think he's a little tired of farting. He gets paid for farting.
Down, and we hear what is commonly known as a fart.
Okay, it's the blow out
song. Is this the Addams Family?
Yes,
first?
It is.
Here we go. Let me call.
Wow.
What a talent.
He has his own YouTube channel. He has his own app.
Wow. Hello? Paul, Mr. Methane.
Hello, Drew.
How you doing? Drew. It's so good to hear your voice.
Yes, good to hear you. Oh, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Yeah.
Happy Poo Year.
Likewise.
Hi, happy, yes. It's 2017, and funny, actually, you've got, it means nothing over there, does it, the word Trump? I mean, it does. He's a president, but, you know, in England, the word Trump means to break wind. So this is the year of Trump in America, isn't it?
Oh,
yes,
it is,
apparently. Some people aren't too happy about it, but it is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, when does he become president? Is it the 20th or
17
like
days?
That?
The 20th, yep.
20th, yep.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah, I was thinking of doing something on YouTube, and then I thought, well, people don't, you know, I mean, Trump is Trump, but it's an English thing, and, you know, you say we say tomato and you say tomato.
Yeah, but they're still farts.
You say fart. You
Paul,
know?
I think if you fart a few times, people will love it. They won't care about any of the other stuff.
Especially if you preface it with, you know, in Britain, Trump means this.
Yeah, I mean, actually, we're working this out rather well, aren't we? Yeah.
Trust me, you'll have lots of people in America who will love anything that turns Trump into a fart.
Right, okay. Because the country seems divided.
Extremely.
A bit like the Brexit over here, you know, it's a close call. And I don't know, but Michigan's one of the areas that
he won here.
For Trump, am I right?
It was close.
I'm amazed at you guys in England, how much you know. It seems like you know our current affairs better than we do sometimes.
When me and Barry used to come over to America, trying to find any foreign news was... the newspapers cover lots of domestic news, and the TVs do, and there's very little international news, where in England and Europe, you seem to get more international news.
I guess we're just where it's at.
It's too big of a country,
I don't know why that is, but you do, it is noticeable that sort of, I suppose it's, America's a huge continent, so there's enough news to go round.
Childish joke, Drew.
You know, where We don't share many borders with it, but the rest of Europe shares borders with, you know, I mean, you can cross Europe and end up in China through Mongolia, you know, so we've got all these borders and all these different countries and different nationalities and languages, so maybe that's the reason, I'm not sure.
You know, it's funny, Methane, here in the States, Farage means flatulence.
Does it really?
But that joke worked.
I don't think so.
See, some people pay attention to news over here.
He's not exactly universally popular over here, old Farage, you know.
No.
And many people just see him as a bit of a grubby opportunist, really, just getting on a plane and then, you know, having a Brexit win, and then going over there and think, you know, and just seeing that there might be a Trump win and sort of inveigling himself into the whole picture of it. That's how some people view him. Other people think that he walks on water, you know.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Methan, not to get too far away from the serious stuff, but...
I agree. Well, you know, we've got to get to the bottom of these things, haven't we?
Absolutely. Well, the first thing I wanted to ask was, you know, Mark was saying you've got a YouTube page and you've got your own app. It sounds like your career is on fire.
Well, it's funny. It's like I'm probably better known now. But, you know, I mean, when I go to bed tonight, you know, people all over the world will be consuming Methane in Australia, in the States, you know, all over the place. And, you know, there'll be a few more thousand or I don't know how many thousands of YouTube views. It's like all the big sort of rock stars now, they don't sell any product, so they're all having to go back on the road and perform again.
Yeah. Now, are you still performing a lot?
I am. I'm actually, it seems like yesterday, but the beginning of last year, I said, you know, I've got to sort of do 10 minutes, at least 10 minutes every day, whether I'm working, you know, whether I'm performing or not, just to keep farting fit. I hit 50 in last March, you see.
Wow.
So I was there was a big 5-0, and I thought, I'm not quite as supple. And I was noticing that I was struggling a little bit. And
next thing you're going to say is that they're starting to stink.
Oh, no, that happened a while ago.
We know.
A while ago. I mean, when Mike comes back, he'll testify for that. That happened nearly 20 years ago.
I can hardly believe that, you know, we were so excited you and Barry were coming, and then we had you in the studio, and of course we couldn't wait for you to do your thing to a song. And then about halfway through the song, I realized, oh, my God, this studio just stinks. And I was like, how could I have thought that this wouldn't smell? And Mike Walters and Mike Clark were both on the verge of throwing up. They left the room, and their mouths were watering. And I guess a meeting down the hall got canceled.
It was a difficult one, you know, because obviously the change in water and the change in diet coming straight over from England. I don't know what had actually, you know, something didn't quite agree with me.
Yeah,
I think it was the chili fries that you made us buy. Yeah.
You were eating chili fries when you came into the
That'll
studio.
Do it.
I think there was sort of complimentary pizzas around the office in the studio.
Yeah.
I think somebody brought some slices of pizza in, and I might have had a bit of Mexican or something, you know.
That's pretty common. Hey, by the way, do you still work with Barry?
I was just chatting with him earlier. I just rang him up to catch up with him and wish him Happy New Year. So we were just having a chat about things.
Is he still managing your career?
Well, he's almost retired now, Barry, because I shouldn't really give his age away, really, should I? Because he's, you know, rock stars never get old.
I know. He's close to 70, though, I bet.
He's chasing Mick Jagger, let's put it like that.
Okay.
I don't think he's going to try and father a child. I don't know if he's, you know, I don't think he's that silly.
Well,
you know,
I I love reading about Barry because Barry drummed for Jethro Tull. Really, in their glory days, he was their drummer. And he's considered, I think, their best drummer in the history of the band, which really says something.
Yeah, well, he was an original. You know, he was the original. Before they were even called Jethro Tull, he was in the band when they were just, I think they were the... There was something, the John Evans Smash, I think they were called.
Really?
Years ago, you know, and then obviously they all sort of, you know, you go through these college and school bands that you play in.
Yeah,
and well, then know, obviously, you I know. Should,
I was going to say, I should probably ask you, because I don't know if I should ask him. Do you know why he and Jethro Tull split up, or why he left Jethro Tull? Because it's they were doing so well.
I think they just sort of... I think maybe he got fed up of being on the road, you know, because it was quite grueling. You know, he was away, I think, for 9 months of the year, and they toured really hard. And I think he just thought of, he'd had enough of that. And
he has a lovely wife.
Yeah, and he just felt, you know, he just felt he needed more time at home, I think, and the kids were growing up.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you're out of it for 2 years, and then 2 years becomes four, and then it sticks. And before you know it, you've not been on the road for 10 years, and then you think, oh, well, sod it, I might as well have another 10 years off, you know.
And most guys don't care about that stuff, but Barry's a good guy, so he put his family first. That's okay. That's great.
You know, some can't do that because they need to be on stage to feed the ego.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like he's, you.
Well, I think it's my arse that needs to be on stage. It's my bottom that needs it. You know, if my bottom has an ego, I'm quite happy to just, you know, hide behind it, really, so to speak.
I wonder what your Q rating is. You know, Q rating is basically how many people know you out of 100. And, you know, in America, of course, if you're an athlete or a rock star, every Q rating is 80 or 90. But it seems like a lot of people know who you are. A lot of people.
Well, I was thinking this. There's some even when people don't know the name, as soon as they see the green costume and the farting, they sort of go, oh, I know now. You know what I mean? It's one of those.
Yeah.
Subliminally, I've been connected now with Breaking Wind in a green costume, and they'll say, oh, weren't you on that Britain's Got Talent show, you know, and sort of...
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever had to deny who you were, like Bruce Wayne does, you know, and walk away, and they're like, no, I know you from somewhere, and, you know, you don't have the mask on?
You know, usually when I've not got the costume on, I'm okay. I don't get too many requests in the supermarket, but... you know, once the costume goes on, then people tend to sort of, even if they don't know the name, they sort of know what's coming, if you know what I mean. They know that there's controlled anal voicing.
How many people saw you? How many people saw you on Britain's Got Talent? Because Simon Cowell took you out, didn't he?
Yeah.
Well, he just did. I think he did what he had to do, really, because it was a prime time Saturday night show on the main commercial station, and I think the only way they could really get it on there was to sort of say, we don't really approve of this, you know, sort of don't try this at home, children.
But everybody's laughing. I'm looking at the replay right now. Everyone's laughing except Simon is turning his head like he can't stand it. It's so horrible.
I wonder, you know, I think
Piers Morgan's
laughing. Deeper issues than me there. Just to mean, I think there's something else is you know what I mean. There's maybe issues. I don't know. Maybe, well, you know, he suffered with a flatulent member of the family as a child, and he was stuck in the car, you know, in the baby seat in the back, and he was made to smell the farts or something. I don't know, but there's other things going on there. I don't think the anger's personally directed at me. I didn't feel, and at the time I did feel it was very much a pantomime baddie. You know, there wasn't any animosity in what he said, even though he seemed to say, you are a disgusting creature. The way that it was said, if I think back to the actual moment, it was like an actor saying, you are a disgusting creature.
And the girl in the middle is laughing hysterically.
Of course.
Who's that female judge? She's beautiful and she loves you.
Yeah, well, you know, she actually lived with this English comedian who could do the same thing.
He farted on command?
What? He's stealing your act.
Well, you know, for years I was told by another comedian that you know, so-and-so can do this. And I think she was married to him. Scouser, a Liverpudlian comedian who presented a game show. And then one day I met him on a TV show and I said, Bobby Davro says you can do the same thing. And he said, oh, yeah, I can do. He said, but I can't anymore.
He's pussying out.
Yeah, it's a lie.
He knew you would blow him out, literally.
Well, I think he'd lost, you know, I mean, the thing is, I think there's more money in presenting game shows on primetime television than there is sort of selling.
But you've made a living. Mr. Methane, you've made a living doing this, right? Pretty much?
Yeah, I've done okay. I thought it might last a year or two, you know, and it'd be something to tell the grandchildren. I never thought it'd be going for over, oh, goodness me, now what? We must be over 25 years now. It's getting a bit ridiculous, really, isn't it?
Well, you know, you mentioned...
Half my lifetime spent at the performing... I even, the other week, had to appear as a witness in a Crown Court, you know, you'd seen the British Crown Court with the, you know, like Rumpole of the Bailey, you know, the guys in the wigs and the judge.
Oh,
yeah, sure.
And I had to explain to the judge what I did. I was like a star witness in the case, you see. And the defense tried to undermine my evidence by sort of saying, could you tell us what you do for a living, Mr. Oldfield? So I turned to the judge and I just said, look, Your Honor, I said, I knew this would come up. I said, my stage name is Mr. Methane. I'm a performing flatulist and I perform the ancient art form known as controlled anal voicing. And I managed to say this in the Crown Court in England for a judge. And I said, but I do hope, I said, it's a legitimate profession. I said, I pay tax to the Inland Revenue. I said, I'm a member of Equity, which is the Performers Union. It's a bona fide profession, so I do hope my evidence today is as valid as anybody else's in this room, you know. And he says, quite right, Mr. Oldfield, he said. I've never had a performing flatulist in the witness box before. So he was quite happy with it.
Can I ask what you were doing in court?
I was just giving evidence. I was a witness to a court case. I won't go into too many details.
Well, you got my curiosity up.
I just happened, it's a business case, it's about business, and I just happened to witness a business transaction that come into dispute.
Sounds interesting.
Can you imagine if Judge Judy got a hold of that one?
Yeah, Judge Judy, that'd be great.
Yeah. It wasn't like, the judge is now deliberating before, you know, his decision's, what they call deferred, so he's deliberating all the points of law and everything now, so... it's still in that no man's land where I don't think you're meant to speak about the actual in a workings of it, you know, in case it's sort of, I don't know, prejudice is the outcome. So at the moment, it's all in the ether with the judge sifting through it.
No, it's just cool, though, that you got to talk about that on the stand. I mean, it's part of the record now.
Oh, it is, yeah. And I'm sure he went back and put Mr. Methane into Google.
Absolutely.
Came up with, probably, I think the thing that comes up is, the first thing that comes up when I last looked was that version of Let It Go from Frozen that they did.
So, you've got a lot of great, there's some great stuff online. I mean, we've heard it all. But, you know, I know you were stayed up late and you're about to go to bed when Joey first called. So I didn't want to keep you too long. But hey, we would love to hear a fart or two before you go, if you can just let one.
Go on. I best not wake the neighbors, you know. I think we've all started in a good, you know, a good, like, peace and harmony sort of 2017 and, you know, 2nd of January, well, 3rd of January here now, so 3rd of January, it could disintegrate if I wake the neighbours up with a massive fart, you know, especially if they've got to get up. But having said that, the show must go on. So as I speak, I'm rapidly adjusting my attire.
How did I know this was a setup?
Mr. Methane, and Mark's birthday is today.
Oh, Mark, right. Well, we'll have to do a happy birthday to Mark. I've just got to put you down. I've got to take my jacket off.
I
need mobility to it.
We know how this works.
You got a jacket on? It's bedtime. What do you have a jacket on for?
I'm one of these men who goes upstairs and gets undressed. So, and it's damned cold here. Well, it's not as cold as it probably is in Michigan, but it's quite a frosty night. So, and you know what these English houses are like? I live in an old stone house, so it never gets warm, you know.
It's got great acoustics, though.
Oh yeah, it's great acoustics. Just like me, it's high, you know, high Victorian high ceilings. You know, the Victorians always built a 9-foot high ceiling, didn't they? And you know, just let me put the phone. I won't be. I've just put you down.
You got it. No problem.
No problem.
Just take me.
We know this routine. Right, I love it when he swallows.
Here we go.
Yeah, it's air going in.
I think we can take the floor here, actually. I could go into the studio upstairs, but did we say it was Mark's birthday?
How
are we allowed to ask how old?
Sure, 41.
Oh, 41, right. All right, that deserves a celebration. Hang on just a minute. Oh, well, by the way, I've been a bit loose just lately.
great.
I'm glad you didn't call me before Christmas, because I had this terrible tummy bug. It was one of those. It kept disappearing, and I thought, that's it, I'm over it. You know, it was like an exorcism. I was sweating, and, you know, I'll not go into details.
Yeah, it sounds rough.
But then you thought, that's it, it's left the body now. And then a day or two later, you'd go out and you'd have something to eat, and it'd bite your back, you know, if you know what I'm saying. It'd suddenly sneak up on you, and you'd think, oh, my goodness, and you'd find yourself excusing yourself to... You couldn't walk around the... You know, you're walking around the shopping mall, and you go for a fart, and you think, oh, dear. You know, it was one of those, and it left me on a few occasions running for home, you know.
Well, that's a real shame.
This is... Hang on, I'll just give you one for level, just a minute.
For level.
Wow. How's levels, that at your end?
Levels are looking good.
That goes right. Here we go. This is happy birthday to Mark. Here we go.
Thanks, Methane. This is great.
I'll try and sing as well in the background. But
please do.
The phone will be near my sphincter muscle. Here we go.
This is for Mark.
Happy birthday
to you. Happy birthday to you.
That was a wet one.
Oh, Lordy.
We went all the way there.
Oh, thank you. I'm so honored.
That was fabulous.
Oh, my stomach hurts.
You're overcome by... Does this get edited down, or can you basically do anything on the internet?
Oh, anything.
So, it's like, you know, that we have that show in England called Top Gear.
Yeah, I know Top Gear.
And that's now on Amazon, isn't it?
It airs over here, yep.
Yeah, the presenter said, you know, now we're on the internet, he said, I can even pleasure a horse, you know, which he wouldn't want to pleasure, but basically, you know, I mean, that's where we've gone to now, I suppose. If we wanted, I think talking about farting is much more pleasurable and pleasuring a horse.
Oh, by far.
It's acceptable. I hate to say it. I've seen a horse pleasured on the internet. I didn't even want to see it. Somebody showed it to me.
Not to mention everyone farts. Not everyone pleasures a horse or wants to see it.
I haven't. You know, years ago, before the internet, there was a video going around called, I think it was called Animal Farm, which basically, it was a porn video that included all sorts of bestiality. And I was a train driver at the time on the railroads, you know, or an engineer, as they call them.
Is that right?
And they were all talking about this video, and then there was a young girl, Lisa, and I said, what is it? What, have you got a copy? Can I see it? She said, no, I can't show it you. She says, Paul, oh, you're far too nice a boy to see this. You know? So I never got to see it because she decided it was a nice boy. And, it had sort of burned an indelible imprint into the back of me.
Yeah, I don't know what that says about her. But I'm glad you missed it.
But the fact that she'd seen it, you know, is, yes.
So how long did you guys date?
Well, you know, I mean, the thing is, though, you know, a man having sex with a chicken, like, you know, I mean, he's foul, isn't he?
What are you talking about? I think it's past your bedtime.
I think methane's been a little too much on the side.
Happy birthday made you a little dizzy.
I'm doing good. I've come up for oxygen now.
I know what I needed to ask, Paul, before you go. You know, you keep talking about the grandchildren. Have you met a girl yet? You don't have any offspring, do you?
Oh, no, I've no offspring or anything. I think I shouldn't say this. Once you say these things, it all goes wrong. I think I'm a confirmed bachelor.
Now, okay.
Having said that now, you see, in a couple of months you'll ring me up and I'll be too devastated to talk to you because I'll find out that
I'm about to become a
father in about 3 months or something.
Well, I remember when you were over here, there was a young lady. She took a real liking to you.
She was cute, too.
She fixed him up with someone?
Yeah. Them were the days of the limousine.
Mm-hmm. She came to the show. And she liked the show.
I think it was the limousine that attracted the ladies, you know.
We got to do more of that.
But the size of my legs, you know, it was about right, you know, because I'm a tall guy, so I could really stretch out in that. Was the lady, the driver, I think she was called Nancy. I'm sure she was.
Sounds right to me. Yeah.
Nancy was the chauffeur, and she used to come to work in like a leather chauffeur's outfit.
Sweet.
Hot.
You know, she had a leather cap and a leather jacket. It felt a bit S&M, really. You know, those fetish parties, because I was dressed in green and purple lycra with a blowhole in my tie, you know.
She came in and watched the show, though, and she made her mind up. She liked you.
She loved it.
She did, yeah, I know, because the next time I came, she asked to be the driver, so she obviously wasn't put off by it at all, you know.
I know you didn't kiss and tell, so I don't know what happened, but it seemed like there was something there.
Yeah, well, I'm scared. You can tell I'm probably skirting around naming any names because I don't know if the people involved want to be named on live.
But you're free to kiss and tell now if you so desire. I mean,
I best keep people's names. Just to mean, I've got to keep some discretion, like the Queen. Just to mean,
yeah. If you don't if you don't use the last name, nobody cares. It doesn't matter.
Oh, I can't honestly, because they might just ring me up and tell me off or send me an email. Or they might even release the pictures, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, the photographs might be circulated on the internet. A sort of, it's called revenge porn, I believe.
That was a stellar performance. I mean, that was up there with any of the best. We've heard Happy Birthday multiple times with you. That was no lesser than any of them, maybe the best all time. I know Mark will not forget this anytime soon.
Yeah, brilliant.
And for you to stay up and take our call, we really appreciate it. We're going to have to become a little more regular.
Yeah, regular being the operative word, yes. Well, we should maybe, You've definitely inspired me to do a little Trump thing, you know what I mean,
for the 20th. Yeah, for sure. We'll debut it. We'll play the hell out of it.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'm not sure what the song, I mean, I could go into a diatribe about, you know, the different meanings, and then what would be the tune to go for?
Well, you know, something like Jump by Van Halen, maybe a parody Trump song, you know?
I don't think
right.
so.
Yeah, that'd be...
Might as well, Trump.
Yeah, that's
I don't think so.
Did he have a campaign Stop song? It. Did he have a, you know, like... Politicians, they always have a
every
campaign.
Time, every time he played someone's song, they told him to stop immediately.
Well, he had the Rolling Stones one that he always
he
played.
Yeah, you can't always get what you want.
Get what you want. Yeah.
He used that, and they of course told him to stop using it.
How about the Apprentice
right.
song?
The Did Apprentice song is Money. He uses Money by Pink
Floyd. Money
on the Apprentice.
Ah, right.
That's a good one for you.
Did he use a Bruce Springsteen song?
I think he tried, and I think Bruce told him to go to hell. I mean, honestly, nobody wanted him to play their song, I swear to God.
In fact,
they're having trouble getting people for the inauguration.
The poor Rockettes are being forced to be at his inauguration.
Yeah, but they're being people are giving them pressure to not do it now. I mean, it's really pretty grim over here, Methan, I got to tell you. But listen, thank you again. Thank you so much. It's great to talk to you.
Happy New Year, man.
And we'll be in touch.
Yeah. Great. I can hear you and I can hear you, Drew and Mark. But you've got Maz in there, have you?
Yeah, Maz is here.
Hello, Maz. I've not spoken to you, I don't think, properly before.
I think I did talk to you a couple of times on the show when we were on the sports channel. But yeah, it's great hanging out with you tonight, Mr. Methane.
It's good to hear your voice. Are you a regular or are you just filling in for Mike?
Well, I'm a friend of the show. I come on maybe once a week or
semi regular.
Whenever they don't have anybody or they want to make fun of somebody, they bring me in.
Ah, got you. Does this all happen at Drew's house? Is this
exactly.
all going on?
Yep. It's better than most radio stations you've been to. Drew's little studio down here.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. Yeah.
You don't sit in. You're not in the living room on the cream leather sofas. Just. No, beers and
we're in the basement things. Actually, but I finished the basement.
Yeah,
it's pretty nice down here.
It's very homey.
Right.
It works.
That sounds good. It's not a fetish basement, is it, with a dungeon or anything?
Not at all.
Like that.
Not yet. No.
You know what? It's great acoustics for you down here. Maybe one day you can come visit us.
Yeah,
have you put any acoustic dampening on the walls?
Yes,
or is it
just... I do.
Actually, there are some panels.
Yes. Right. Because I do think we should try and get something together. I don't know how we're gonna do it, but I do think
we need to work on the ventilation first.
It's time to come back to America for Mr. Methane, clearly.
Yeah, because I think
we're trying to make America great again.
Yes.
Yeah, well, you know, it's this thing that Mr. Farage is on about, you know. Donald Trump's mother was Scottish. She was off the Hebrides, wasn't she? The Outer Hebrides there, and Farage is going around saying we've got this, you know, we've got this very special relationship back again because we've got an American president with a Scottish mother who loves the United Kingdom.
Hey, if it's an excuse to get you over here, Methane, I'm all
take
for it. I don't
care.
Well,
that's what I'm thinking. That's where my head's going here, you know what
okay.
I mean? So I think we should do it, really. I think... Somehow we've got to where there's a will, there's a way.
You got it. I'm going to send you an email. We got to start communicating because we need to have you on at least. My God, you should be on here at least every couple months. I mean, just to say hi and fart a couple times.
Yeah, no, I agree. And you know, I was thinking about you month or two ago, and I thought I never hear from Drew and Mike anymore. I wonder what's going on over there. You know,
no, it's terrible.
I wonder if farting. I always felt that. Farting wasn't as funny after 9/11. It's like the country went very, very serious, you know. And like humor was, you know, the shock jocks all disappeared after Bush got in.
Yeah.
And it seemed to go. Everything seemed to go a bit scary. I think we've come through that phase now.
Oh yeah, we're through it. Methane, trust me, we're all good, and we got to run, but we'll be in touch. I promise you.
Okay, Drew.
You work on your song, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Okay. All right. Take care, Drew.
Thank you, Paul.
Mark,
thanks, Methane.
Take care, Maz.
You got it, Mr. Methane.
Remember, always wipe thoroughly.
Nice talking to you. Always.
Okay, take care, guys.
All right, hi to Barry, please.
Bye.
See
oh, yes, I will do. Yeah, I'll say hi to Barry.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Good
okay,
night,
no
adios.
Problems.
Great talking
see you
to
now.
You. All right.
Bye-bye.
The one and only.
Nice job.
Mr. Meathan.
He's such a nice guy.
Really
good. So nice. He's incredible.
I didn't realize he dressed like the Riddler. I
yeah.
like him better
yeah,
now.
Very much
better
so.
Now.
You know, and I went and visited. I saw him when I went over there and went to Barry's place. Barry lives in Henley-on-Thames, mm-hmm. which is where George Harrison lived and a bunch of other rock stars. And we took a boat into town. And
how's the neighborhood? Nice neighborhood?
Really pretty nice. Yeah. 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 Barry had a nice place. Okay. He had a studio right on the grounds in a separate location. And I know he recorded with somebody over there. God, I'm trying to think who it was. Some British artist, some chick who went a little wacko. Somebody who whacks out like Mariah Carey-like.
Really?
I was trying to think of who it was. And it was in his studio that this whole freaky thing happened. I just can't think of who it was.
Huh. Well,
it was definitely a British chick. And it was in Barry Barlow's studio. And she copped a big, you know, some big ordeal. Like she was supposed to record and she stormed out. And maybe she had
See anything.
She might have had a boyfriend, too, who was involved, I want to say. I mean, it sounds like Amy Winehouse, but I don't think it was Amy Winehouse. Huh. Maybe it was Amy Winehouse.
Was it Adele?
I don't think so. It was somebody significant, though, because I remember thinking, God, I can't believe that.
Well, if we had 50 minutes, we could call Methane back and ask him.
I know. But well, it would take 50 minutes. Right. He's great, though.
You got him up. You woke him up. He's on a second wind, literally.
When he was talking to Joe, I thought it was going to be
awesome.
It was going to be brief because he had to go to bed. But once he got rolling, he was great.
No. He's ready for the late, late, late show.
It still makes Good me guy. Laugh after all these years.
I know. And that chick that dug him, she was actually cute.
I think he's never mentioned her name. It wasn't the limo driver.
He's
right?
still trying to protect her.
He's calling her Nancy.
I don't think her name was Nancy.
No.
I think it was
very chivalrous of him.
Becky or something. But her name changes every time we talk.
Yeah.
He was into the bestiality. I don't know, pretty much.
That was weird. Whatever.
I think he's got a pretty dark side to him. Well, I think his whole side is dark. I think everything is dark.
He's all good.
Oh, he's a friendly guy.
Really cool.
Not that there's anything wrong with it.
No. Hmm. No. Nothing wrong with that. Today is the 2nd of January, the day before Mark's birthday.
Hours before Mark's birthday.
Yes. And today in rock. For January the 2nd, 1969, in this day, the entire shipment of John Lennon and Yoko Ono, two virgins albums, were seized by authorities due to the full frontal nudity on the cover. Have you ever seen that cover?
Yes.
Yeah, it's gross.
It's very gross. I mean, that was
disgusting.
Not the couple you wanted on the cover.
No, glad they were seized.
And John was not circled.
Oh!
Not circled. It eventually was wrapped in brown paper. In record stores, and I guess some
his
people.
His penis?
That's right, the brown
the
paper.
Album.
I remember the brown paper.
Yeah, bootlegs used to get wrapped in brown paper, too.
The way you said it, though. Wrapped in brown paper.
No, his penis was not wrapped in brown paper, unfortunately.
It should have been.
Same day, Led Zeppelin played the first of four dates at Whiskey A Go-Go. Imagine Led Zeppelin playing a little bar like that.
No.
Seems so
what
bizarre.
Year?
69.
Wow.
69. 71 on this day, George Harrison's All Things Must Pass, a triple album, started a 7-week run at number one on the U.S. album charts. My Sweet Lord was the first number one hit by any of the former Beatles. Yeah, great song. Sid Vicious on this day in 79 went on trial for murdering Nancy Spungen 3 months earlier, 3 months before today, that is, when he found her stabbed and dead on the bathroom floor at his Chelsea hotel room. Ron Wood married his girlfriend, Jo, written a song about her on this day in 1985. They would divorce in 2009. He's married to like a 25-year-old now, Ron Wood is.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not kidding. But all the Stones.
Trying to do better than Mick.
Yeah, I think she's younger than Mick's, the chick that Mick's
kid.
Yeah, she
is. She's 25, yeah.
All the Stones attended, Rod Stewart, Jeff Beck, so it's quite a to-do. In fact, I thought he was going to be with that chick forever because it seemed like she was always with him, but what do you know? 1997, Randy California of Spirit drowned while rescuing his 12-year-old in the surf in Hawaii, which was one of those incredible stories. He dies, the kid lives.
Yeah.
So he saved his kid. And Spirit, of course, we were talking about them when they were suing Zeppelin over that song.
Never heard of them, but
I thought they were good.
Story.
They did
Remember
the Mr. Skin song.
Oh. Yeah, Mr. Skin, I Got a Line on You. Skin. Remember the song I Got a Line on You?
No.
No?
I don't.
Nature's Way?
No.
I can't believe you haven't heard I Got a Line on You. Or Animal Zoo.
That's
12
right.
Dreams of Dr. Sargonagus, I think is the name of that album. They were pretty big for about, I don't know, a year. But you're not a rocker, so you wouldn't know. Chef Isaac Hayes, on this day in 1999, yeah, went to number one in the UK charts with Chocolate Salty Balls.
Really? That's hilarious.
I can't believe that. I knew it was a hit.
I didn't
hit.
Know that, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know it was a number one
that's
hit over
great.
There.
Chocolate Salty Balls?
Yeah.
From South Park.
In 2002, Backstreet Boy Nick Carter arrested in a Tampa nightclub following a fight over a woman.
Hey, yesterday, I listened to Casey Kasem's Top 80 of 1972.
Are you kidding?
Yes.
I ran into
fun.
It.
I'd like
it was
to listen
great.
To that. I bet
wasn't
it was.
That great.
Number
there's,
three.
There's some shitty Aretha song on there that I heard.
Roberta Flack.
You heard it too?
Yeah, I just happened to be flipping through.
All right.
What was it on?
The 70s channel.
It's always on 70s every weekend.
On but satellite?
Doing, yeah, the yeah. quality's like really good. I would
what channel is that? Seven?
Yeah, channel? Seven on 70. Okay. Casey's on every weekend, but this happened
Casey's
to be.
Casey's on every
this
weekend.
This episode's Top 80.
I got to listen to this.
72.
I know
so,
it's
what do you
funny.
Think the number three song of 1972 was? One of the hugest songs in the history of songs.
American Pie?
You got it. Number
Thank
three.
You.
Number two, this guy.
Are you doing the countdown now?
Yeah, it was a oh, sad okay. song.
Good. Please give us the
It was
Casey.
A sad song.
Uh-huh.
How can I describe it? Irish guy singing it. Sad song. He even mentions, you know, his father passing away, his mother dying, his mother's heartbreaking about the man, her, the only man she ever loved passing away. I'm not going to give you the name of the song. I'd give you the name.
The artist.
The artist. Well, it's Gilbert O'Sullivan.
Oh, Alone Again Naturally.
Yes, Alone Again Naturally, number two.
Alone Again Naturally.
And number one.
Oh, what a lousy year for songs.
Roberta Flack.
The first time
yes.
ever I saw.
Now, you know how that song
face,
was released?
Your face, your face, your face, your face.
The song was released 3 years earlier, but it did nothing. Clint Eastwood falls in love with the song, puts it in his movie in 1972, and I can't think of
Misty
movie.
For me?
That's it.
Thank you.
And he made Roberta Flack her first number one song.
Get off
and that's
lawn.
The rest of the story.
I love Casey.
Play
Casey.
Misty for Me is not a bad movie.
See?
I mean, it actually.
Roberta Flack, number one over American Pie. That was the shocker to me.
Let me tell you something funny about the first time ever I saw your face. You know how it goes literally, she yeah. sings so softly and it fades. There's a couple yeah. false ends in the song.
Yes.
Well, that song used to be. I worked at a station that had automation where
it
you had
shut
four reel to reels.
Yeah,
it would when you had more than a second of silence, it would trigger
yes.
another event, and so you'd have two songs playing at once.
Oh my god,
that sucks.
Oh.
But my daughters to this day know that American Pie is the DJ's favorite song because it's so long that they can go to the bathroom.
Yep.
Now I said, if you talk to Drew, he could tell you. Longer songs than that. What are the other songs?
Stairway.
You told me.
Well,
Stairway
hey Jude. Hey
heaven.
Jude. 7 minutes
hey
and 14
Jude.
Seconds.
Yeah.
The long version of Light My Fire is 7 minutes and 7 seconds. I think.
Doesn't American Pie beat all?
American
of those?
Pie is about as long. I don't think
Aren't
it's
they
longer.
Minutes? Isn't it like 8 minutes?
You know, it might be. It could. I wanted to say it was like 6.5 minutes, but it might be. It might be 8 minutes. There was an American Pie Part Two too, which was the B side.
Yes.
It was also, it was just as good. It was the same song,
yeah.
but the words were different.
That's funny.
833 is the LP.
833, wow. So it must have broken the record. And the B-side was just as long, I think, or close. And they tried to make the B-side a hit. I don't think it flew. I think people were American Pied out.
Let me tell you, that Casey Kasem top 20, top 40, whatever it was, top 80 this time.
And this one is about kids and pets good. And a situation that we can all understand.
Something stupidly listenable.
From a man in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Isn't it so good?
And here's what he writes. Dear Casey, this may seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere, and it'll mean a lot if you play it. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuckles, but he was most certainly a part of... Let's go start again. From coming out of the record. Play the record, okay?
Yeah, don't come out of a downbeat record,
Please.
By the way.
Please. See, when you come out of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions. And then you got to go into somebody dying. You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but goddamn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Is Don on the phone?
Uh-oh.
Okay,
Ooh.
I want a goddamn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a fucking up-tempo record every time I do a goddamn death dedication. Now, make it, and I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was
Ponderous.
Supposed to see this week. This is the last goddamn time I want somebody to use his fucking brain to not come out of a goddamn record. that is that's up tempo, and I got to talk about a fucking dog dying.
That always ends with ponderous.
Where's his body
ponderous
now?
Man?
Where's his body now?
Good question. I don't know. That was the weirdest story,
wasn't
it?
Where's it falling out now?
Well, it was in Montreal. I remember that.
It was in Montreal. It was in Minnesota for a while, wasn't it? But upstate California for a long time.
Yeah. His wife was a kook.
Yeah.
She was cuckoo. Totally cuckoo.
Wasn't she on Cheers?
Jean Kasem. She was on Cheers.
By the way, Penn State has 49 points so far scored in the game. 49 in the Rose Bowl.
Is that a record?
That's pretty damn good. Penn State?
A lot of points, I know, but 49 the game is not points? Completed yet.
Did Michigan beat Stanford 73-0, like 1903 or something?
Oh, please.
Probably. Probably. Hey, did you guys see Katie Couric on the Today Show today?
No. I knew she was coming back, though, to host with Lauer.
I know it's stupid.
They put a camera in her butt again?
No cameras in her ass.
I mean, yet. Isn't that all anybody wants to see if she's back on the Today Show is if she's going to put a camera back in her ass?
Well, it's bound to happen. I don't know. It was weird, though. First of all, she's so good. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's really good. And
she should never have left.
Yeah, I wondered about that.
She should never have left.
You know, because he's been there the whole time.
Sometimes
it's a good gig.
Sometimes you look back and say, you know what? I never should have left.
Except she did the evening news for 10 years.
Yeah, she anchored the...
She bombed.
Not bad. No, she didn't bomb.
Okay. No, but I think that's a risk you would take, leaving the Today Show to do the evening news in a heartbeat.
For her, probably, yeah. You know, for a lot of people.
Yeah.
I'd prefer to do the Today Show.
If I was up at 2:30 a.m. every day?
I'm just saying.
Well, that's what I wondered, Mark, was, you know, she was raising two girls... Yeah. And that probably was a big part of it, not having that ridiculous schedule, because that is a bullshit schedule. Those chicks have to go in and get made up.
Plus, isn't the pinnacle of news the evening news?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
But the Today Show is more lighter. You still get news in.
Sure.
I don't know.
I think she liked it. I just think she, you know, it was an honor to be offered that job, I think she wanted to take it.
So do you think Savannah Guthrie's freaking out at home?
I was thinking that very thing.
Like, she's holding her newborn, like, shit, I got to get back now.
You're watching Katie Couric, and she's so smooth. Mm-hmm. She's so good. She's just one of those people who makes everyone better, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, they have money freed up, right? Because they blew out Billy Bush, because Donald Trump had Billy Bush blown out.
Billy Bush, by the way, is allegedly writing a book.
Oh, God. Well, I'd read it. I bet you he's got a good story. If he dishes. Oh. Is he going to be the kind of guy who will dish, though?
That depends on if he thinks he can still get a job like that.
Don't you think Trump's going to take care of him?
No, I don't think he is. Ow. I don't think he's done shit for him.
You don't think he's going to take care of him after all of this blows over?
Well, I'd say it's a little late.
Not really. Once he gets in office and stuff.
What was that, six months ago? 4 or 5 months ago?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, he's getting paid.
Some strings. He's the president. What? You want the president to pull strings to get Billy Bush a job?
I'm just saying, if I'm Billy Bush, I've probably been talking to Trump, and Trump's probably telling me, don't worry, I'll get you some.
I know, but do you realize you want the president of the United States to get Billy Bush a job?
I don't. I don't give a damn about Billy Bush.
Okay.
But if I was Billy Bush, you could be damn well sure that I'd be talking to Trump this whole entire time.
Really? You wouldn't be...
I would think Billy Bush has the skills to get himself a job. I don't think he needs the president.
Well, he
shouldn't need the president to get him a job.
Didn't he get $10 million?
Yeah, he got a lot of money.
I think he'll be fine.
I don't think money's the problem. I think he wants a job. You know, might have to wait. Might have to wait a little while. That story, did we talk about Michael Skakel before the podcast?
No, I mean, Billy Bush is a member of the Bush family, and Michael Skakel, member of the Kennedys.
But he's not really a Kennedy. That's why I hate that story every time it comes up, because you're looking at this slob who's not a Kennedy. He is. His family, I think his mother
married
a Kennedy.
Robert, yeah.
And so he's a cousin. But every time they show him, they act like, hey, look at the Kennedy in trouble.
Well,
he's not a Kennedy.
He said it himself. But when you have Robert Jr. up there basically crying
because
he murdered this lady and couldn't get away with it any longer. Do you know this story, Tom?
I think he murdered this lady, too, this girl.
He absolutely did.
He was masturbating in a fucking tree outside her window.
Yeah. He admitted to peeping on her all the time.
They also found semen.
Yeah, but that was his. Wasn't that his alibi? Like, hey, I couldn't have murdered her.
He was masturbating. He was beating off. I think that was part of his alibi.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. When she was found dead, she was 15, and she was bottomless, but she wasn't violated, right?
I don't think she was violated, yeah. No. But she was beaten with a golf club that
stabbed.
Was owned by the Skakel family.
Yeah.
Had an S on it, which was rubbed off.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he's admitted it. He admitted
he admitted it to 10 people.
Yeah.
At least 10 people.
That he killed this woman?
That he killed her.
She
he said 15. That to 10 different 15? People.
He was 15, too. But he would also say things like, well, but you know, I'm a Kennedy, so I can get away with it. Because he knew he had the power of the Kennedy family behind
him. Well, that was funny because this morning when they were doing that story on Good Morning America, I'm trying to think, it was somebody was saying that he's always maintained his innocence, which who fucking cares if someone says,
yeah, I think it was
I didn't do it. It's like, what, you mean the person couldn't be lying?
I think it was Robert Jr. that was saying that, his cousin.
O.J. Simpson has always maintained his innocence.
Still to this
so
day.
So what? That means nothing.
So did Bundy.
He's consistently lied.
So did John Wayne Gacy.
And so anyway, Nancy Grace comes in and says he has always maintained his innocence, but he's also admitted doing it to 10 different people.
Yeah.
So anyway.
But he's going back now.
It sounds like he's going back to prison. He somehow, I guess, an appeals court ruled that his attorney did such a crap job that they were going to overturn, and now another judge has overturned that, so he's going back to prison.
Yeah, and his old attorney's popping off.
When did this happen, this murder?
1975.
But he wasn't convicted until...
No, he's convicted like 2000, I
think.
2002 or something.
How the heck 27 years go by?
Because he's a Kennedy.
That's exactly why.
They had to get a grand jury to...
The father went to work immediately. The father got an attorney within days, I think. He was attorney. He was lawyered up.
Yeah, and they didn't do interviews. Then he went to work for Ted Kennedy.
Yeah, yes.
So he was pretty much untouchable.
You got it, but he might be going back. Hey, your J-Lo and Drake are a couple?
Oh, gross.
That's a fake. That's a phony.
When did Drake get in line for J-Lo?
Oh, that's a phony.
he cut in for the Judd.
Why is that a phony?
I've read about it in depth.
What's phony about it?
They say they've only been in a relationship, quote-unquote, for their record.
They have pictures of them making out.
They think it's fake.
They think it's good for publicity?
They think
publicity?
It's fake, yeah. They think
they have
publicity.
A picture of him entering her.
Oh. I guess that's
what, okay. What if that was on Instagram?
He's got a condom on with his initials on it.
He's doing this in the picture.
Fake.
Why would either one of those people fake a relationship? It doesn't make
idiots.
Any sense to me.
I just had this picture though, of him butting in front of Judd again.
Chris Judd.
Someone else butting in front of Chris Judd.
And people are just throwing, what's his name, Mark Anthony. He's getting tossed all over the place. He thought he was next in line.
Mark Anthony got rid of his wife, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. She dumped him.
He was next up in line, so he had to.
They were making out on TV.
J-Lo is all right.
J-Lo looks really good.
Beautiful.
She is all right.
He's a turd, though.
He is.
Can't stand Drake.
Now, what's that thing I read on your magazine upstairs that Mark said is a lie? Kardashian and Kanye West?
I didn't say it was a lie.
They're divorcing?
Supposedly they're divorcing.
Let me repeat the story. Tom goes, when did she admit this? Because it said...
Kardashian.
Files for divorce or
something.
Yeah,
or it says she will file for divorce.
And all I said is, Tom, that's in Touch Magazine, which is like the lowest of the...
Is that the lowest?
I would say, wouldn't you say In Touch is the lowest of the tabloids?
Yeah, I would say it's one of the yeah.
I would say Us and Inquirer are probably the two highest.
But it was the front page.
The Globe is way up there. The Globe breaks
Globe
some big stories.
Same thing, yeah.
Did we not talk about Mariah Carey?
No, we have not.
We have not talked about Mariah. Oh, my God, what an oversight. Thank God for you part two people still listening, hopefully. This is one of the dumbest things I've ever seen. I mean, first of all, I just read a story. I had the Inquirer and the Globe and Us Magazine from the week before this event. And there's a story in there about how Dick Clark Productions was so worried about Mariah Carey because they were counting on her to be there before the countdown.
Yeah.
And she's notoriously late. And so they're saying they've assigned like 16 people to getting her there on time and getting her on stage. And so all this hullabaloo about she is actually saying, or her organization is claiming, that they sabotaged her. That is such a pile of crap. I so do not believe that. Why are her dancers having no problem? You notice her dancers are doing what they're supposed to do?
I can watch that every time and just laugh by watching the dancers. Because that dance is so stupid where they're holding their jacket. And they're... As if somebody moves like that. But your eyes are focused on them because she's just standing there.
There was
like,
one dancer.
Like the pile of lard in a leotard that she is.
His only job was to hold her up.
Yeah.
From falling because she is that. She's going to fall. She's a klutz. She's a
massive.
Probably drunk.
Didn't she have to be carried down the stairs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she said something like, well, it doesn't matter now, but carry me down the stairs.
And I feel bad for that one dancer. She's like, just dip me. He's like, oh, boy, okay. Let me stretch out my back a little bit. You know that one part I'm talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah.
Of course I know.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, you're the only one that can dip me. And he's like, God damn it, I did it once. Now he's going to file for workman's comp because he has to dip her every time now.
You know what I especially...
Why couldn't she sing?
See, first of all, she has no voice anymore.
Okay, she claimed that her earpiece had nothing coming out of it.
I understand that. I get that. But you can still sing the song.
Right. Well, I think she claimed she couldn't hear the monitors and she had no rehearsal. But what's ridiculous, even if that was true, which they swear it was not true, the last song, they were playing her vocal track.
Yeah, I know.
They must have said, well, she's completely fucked, so let's just play the vocal track and she can lip sync. And she starts to lip sync, and then she just stops.
And walks away. And yeah. She just, like, walks.
She just puts the mic down in the middle of a line, and the voice is still coming out, and she's not singing. It's like, what's wrong with you, bitch? You could have just lip synced it. What the fuck?
I think she did the same thing in the first song, too, Auld Lang Syne. I think she puts the mic down at
Oh, did she?
Part. Yeah.
Really?
Jay, I have you want to use the Slingbox audio, or do you not care?
I got
to
hear either way.
Oh, are you saying yours is better?
Yes. What are you better than me?
Right now, oh, it sounds way too tinny.
Marks is better.
Way too tinny. Okay, I got cue it.
Battling sound. Battling sound.
Show him, Jay. Mark, your turn.
Oh, this is awful. I mean, the quality, the sound quality.
Why do you want to play yours so badly?
Because I guarantee you my quality is so that's much better.
Good. Hey, I want to hear it now.
But, I mean, I have to cue
now
it.
Now it's deemed so important. She looks like she's trying to lip sync this.
Put my glasses on.
I don't even bother, Tom. It's way too tinny.
How about those? I can't wait to see yours.
Stupid flower they're creating with those white things.
I know.
She's pathetic. Oh.
Boom, ba ba boom.
Okay, she lip synced that fairly successfully.
Yes.
All right, my turn. Play, play.
Ooh. Sounds good.
Way better.
It's not that much better.
Oh, Mark.
That was Jay. I backed it up just so I could see the guys holding onto their jackets again.
I want to see them try to dip it and hurt their back.
Just go with Jay.
These are the dancers. They're not looking around confused. Oh, my God, that's stupid.
Mark.
You and they're holding their jackets?
Yeah, isn't that the dumbest
so
dance?
Dumb.
I love it. But at least the show must go on for them.
Yeah, they're doing their thing.
I'm surprised she honestly didn't sit down and, like, eat a fucking giant submarine sandwich. Like, just, hope.
Listen.
Yeah, we're missing your vocal. That's what we're missing.
See, she knows where she is in the song there.
I know. No, she's just being a diva.
She's being bitchy because it doesn't have the vocal track for her to lip sync to, and she actually has to sing it. That's what I think the problem is. You know what I mean? This is just all backing tracks. You see what I'm saying?
Did you ever say the song's number one, by the way? This is number one hit? Like, oh, thank you so much. The song you refused to sing was a number one hit. Wow. What'd she say?
Turn these monitors on, please. Oh, this is awesome.
The dancers are having no problem.
Someone go over to the McDonald's and grab me some quarter pounders.
Just for laughs, let's do the lift.
Oh, yeah, he's not laughing. Oh, boy, that guy, yikes.
Is she fucked up or something? She's singing there. She knows where she is in the song.
My turn, Jay. I just want to see if it's different. That was tinny. Oh, this poor guy. Oh.
She just jumps in and sings a word every now and again.
Those dudes are all still dancing.
I'm trying to be a good sport here.
Trying to be a good sport for you. God, her ass is big.
That was
atrocious.
Amazing. But this is the album version, so I'm just going to let you put this skirt on me and sing along with it.
Huh? She's got to be fucked up, right?
Oh, I'm sure. But I'm sure there was a mess up of some sort, and she just refused to deal with it.
Yeah, I think you're right.
We got guys to help her up the steps. Yep. Oof.
Okay, there's the vocal track is playing.
Right, here's where she quits.
Why wouldn't you at least try to kill it here if you're her after that big fuck up?
She doesn't know the words. Everybody's dancing around. They don't give a shit.
This guy in the crowd knows all the words. That's weird.
Now she's going to just drop the mic, right?
Yeah, she's going to start walking away.
Well, she has been standing for like...
She's so off the words.
She has been standing for like 10 minutes, Drew. She's probably getting burnt.
Right there.
What the hell was that? She just drops the mic to her side in the middle of the line.
That guy's to help her down the steps. Oof.
Oh.
That must be the strongest guy in America. Seriously, sign that guy up for the Lions. He can dance and he's strong.
Dancers are doing fine. They don't seem confused
to
me.
She's just walking away now. Threw her hands up in the air. I love that giant piece of confetti that covers everything on the camera.
I know. It was great timing.
Thank you, giant piece of confetti. Just pull your tits out. Honestly, at this part, she should just pull her giant fake tits out.
That would have been nice.
That would have been a very good...
Now, I don't know if this has anything to do with any of this, but... Mariah Carey spotted going into a marijuana dispensary on Christmas Eve.
Oh, hello.
Oh, no.
She's going to tour with Lionel Richie.
I would think
she's got the munchies.
I would not think a little pot would keep her from doing her job.
No.
Just kind of odd that she would go into a marijuana dispensary by herself.
Oh, she was by herself?
Well, or herself, I should say. I mean, you think she'd send somebody else.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Week before epic meltdown. She's photographed doing some last minute shopping.
Imagine how much that helps out the GDP when she gets the munchies.
She's a big girl.
Who's the guy that dumped her?
James, is it Packer?
Yeah, James Packer.
What do you think he was saying watching that thing?
Oh. I'm sure he was
elated.
He's going, oh my God. Well, there's a story in the Bloids today about her going to the Outback to visit.
He's steakhouse? Chow.
Give me one of those onion things, blooming onions. Give me two of them, as a matter of fact.
I hear they're free because the Gators won in the Outback Bowl today.
We're going to the Outback. Going to Outback Steakhouse is not news, but she was in the Outback, and apparently it wasn't enough for her. James Packer's estate in the Outback.
Fuck you.
Yeah, she was not. She was a little put out.
Come on,
I know. Can you imagine how nice James Packer's place in Australia must be?
Have you seen that? Have you seen her show again?
Yeah.
It is so bad.
It's worth watching.
Yeah.
It is. It's watchably bad.
What's the show?
It's a reality show.
It's called Mariah.
Mariah's World.
Mariah's World, yeah. But I was laughing at, did you see the episode where her makeup artist was like featured? And I'm like, this is a job. This is this guy's job to have this conversation with her. But then after that, Packer was on the show.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Such a load. Yeah.
He looks bizarre.
He's got a massive head.
Just not seem like the guy a star like Mariah Carey marries.
No.
He's a billionaire, though, which I think she likes that part.
Oh, well, clearly, with those handsome looks of his, he would have bettered her without his billions.
Why would Mariah Carey need to marry a billionaire? I mean, he's not even good looking.
Greed. No, I know. That's what
I know, but it just blows my mind. It's like, don't you have enough fucking money?
No, she doesn't in her mind. She thinks she deserves
more.
That's
him?
Yeah.
Look bad.
Oh,
yeah. Go ahead.
I guess he's all yours, Tom.
Okay.
Have at him.
Disgusting.
But he's not movie star quality. He doesn't even look like a rock star. He doesn't look like any kind of star. He's not.
You don't think he has a giant head?
I think he does have a huge head. I totally agree.
I saw him with his sunglasses on. Maybe, yeah.
Those sunglasses are huge. They make his head look smaller.
Yeah, they probably... he probably buys everything big when it comes to his head. It would help.
He wears those novelty cowboy hats.
I can't imagine.
Like Turd Ferguson hats. That looks normal on him.
The extra giant one.
Yeah.
I'm trying to picture what he sees in her, too. Why would this guy who's got $1 billion, why would...
I don't know.
Tell me. She's a big star.
Yeah.
Ooh, everybody's impressed. Oh, my God, you're married to her. So what? You got to live with her.
Maybe he likes huge fat asses and thighs.
She seems like a... I don't know. On the show, she seems like a halfway nice person, but I don't know. It's hard to tell from something.
Oh,
like that.
I'm sure
she
it's
seems
all
awfully
fake.
Flighty.
Yeah.
They blew out her assistant on the show last night, which is kind of funny. This chick couldn't get Apple TV set up. They're in Denmark, and she's having trouble with the Apple TV because they're in Denmark, and
they blew her out because of that.
Well, it was a couple of things.
Fireable offense.
They're telling her like, look, Mariah cannot sleep without her Apple TV. Okay. It's important. It's got to be hooked up. It's like, I don't know how to get it hooked up. And she's doing everything she can. She's plugging this in there, plugging that in there, and she can't get the Apple TV set up.
Were they at a hotel?
Yes.
Your Mariah Carey's assistant, just call somebody at the hotel and have them do it for you.
I believe she did.
Oh. Ooh.
Yeah, I think she was kind of on her own with the Apple TV.
Ooh,
but the funny thing was, I thought what they were essentially saying was that Mariah Carey needs the TV on to go to sleep. She doesn't need Apple TV.
She doesn't want to watch any.
What's on Apple TV that puts you to sleep more than what's on any TV?
Maybe she wants to watch her own show on Apple TV.
It's on
E. Who the hell wants to watch Danish television?
Anyway.
I don't know what to tell you.
That was a strange, strange deal. I think it said, oh, this is great for tabloids. The headline of the... Thar She Blows.
Oh yeah,
it's Kelly Clarkson singing.
Oh boy,
singing Kelly Clarkson has a whale of a time on stage at a concert fundraiser to feed the hungry. Let's hope she leaves some food for them. Look at that picture. Look at how huge she is. Thar She Blows.
You know what Dr. Stuart Fisher would say?
She's gonna kill herself with a knife and fork.
Yeah, she's singing in an early grave.
So
with
mean.
A knife and a fork. These
fuckers are so mean.
Oh my goodness.
She is big.
Oh, boy.
Big, big, big.
Oh, it's funny. She didn't even have shoes on. Her heels probably broke. Oh, gross.
Shoes cannot hold her.
That's not a mic. That looks like she's holding a sandwich in her
How
hand.
How could you fat shame her like that, Drew?
I'm not fat shaming her.
When
I'm just
reading
Thar She Blows.
Max gets fat shamed all the time. You defend him.
It's unfortunate.
Oh, my God. She clearly, that look on her face is like, look at that spaghetti over there. Look at that bowl of spaghetti over there.
She's clearly distracted. I don't know what the hell she's looking at.
I don't
at,
know what buffet is set up over there.
You're the fattest thing I've ever seen.
And you know what?
So
there's
fat.
There's another little thing in here about Ben Affleck that reminded me of something. Ben Affleck is blaming the disaster G-Lo.
Yeah,
on J-Lo, saying if it wasn't with J-Lo, nobody would have cared. They would have just said it was a bad movie. But because they were so hot. Yeah, no, I'm not kidding.
It sucked.
By the way, his new movie looks really good.
I've seen it.
You did?
No, you're talking about the new
The Accountant?
Yeah, no, the new one.
Oh, The Accountant is bad.
Mob hit.
The Accountant is stupid. What's the new movie, though? I want to see it.
It's like a rum movie. Some mob hit movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, well, mob meaning like 1920s, 30s mob, prohibition mob, right?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know if I like that. That's before electricity.
But you said
a lot of people won't have electricity.
You said The Accountant was bad. I thought that guy.
I didn't
like
it. I didn't like it. I thought it was really stupid. I don't know. He's playing an autistic guy.
He is.
Yes, which is very strange.
Boy. No.
Yeah. I mean, I'm really curious to hear somebody's opinion.
Oh boy, I can't.
Let's see the trailer for the gangster
of Live by Night.
Wait, I hope this isn't like his movie when he was in the Boston Gang.
No, this is different.
What was that movie? Remember that movie?
Oh, The Town or whatever?
Where they wore the masks. Yeah. Did you like that movie?
Not
I thought it was kind of stupid.
Mark Wahlberg's movie about the
Why is
marathon.
He repeating
that's
himself.
Coming out. The Boston
Even if
Marathon.
You win today's battle.
Oh, is that right?
There's so much violence in what you do.
Look out, look out, look out, look out!
the driver.
You don't think I'm strong enough?
I don't know if you're cruel enough.
Powerful men don't have to be cruel. I signed up to fight in the war. I went away a soldier. I came home an outlaw.
We do what we want to do. We go where we want to go.
Here's the money.
I don't want to be a gangster. I stopped kissing rings a long time ago.
It no longer matters what you want. You're in this life.
My father says there once was a good man in you.
We all find ourselves in lives we didn't expect.
Repent. Repent. Repent.
He's the director of Argo, isn't he?
Yeah.
This is heaven. Right here.
He directs this as well.
We're in it now.
Why didn't you just say directed by Ben?
I knew that something would always rule me.
You spend your life hoping someone will punish you for your sins.
I knew the scent was mine alone.
Well, here I am.
Whoa.
What you put out into this world will always come back to you. But it never comes back how you predict.
I'm completely lost. I mean, completely lost. I just, I dreamweaved like a full minute ago. I forgot we're on the podcast.
Breaking the rules meant nothing.
Is this a 3-minute and 30-second?
You have to be strong enough to make your
I've had enough.
Did you not gonna
watch
it?
No, I'm not going to watch the trailer. I need to watch a 5-minute trailer, 3-minute, 4-minute, whatever it is.
Wow.
I got completely spaced out. Dreamweavered me.
I think there's a reason it's opening in January.
Okay.
So you don't want to watch Live by Night?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Good, hey, folks. Trust me.
Anyone remember Christy Prody?
Yeah, Juice's girlfriend.
Juice's girlfriend.
Juice.
First of all,
like Nicole for a while.
She was missing for quite a while. Her mother couldn't even find her. Juice's ex-girlfriend, Christy Prody, had degenerated into a homeless meth head hooker.
Oh.
And the love child she shares with OJ had been ripped from her care and placed in custody of a legal guardian.
Actually, I think the only description for her is, she's a white girl.
Yes.
The 911 call was about her. She's been doing drugs with Pedro Guerrero for 2 days.
And she's whacked out of her, what did he say?
I can't remember.
Whacked out of her mind? OJ is inconsolable. It's funny because the kid isn't OJ's.
Come on, get.
The Inquirer learned OJ keeps a picture of Christie's daughter, Maddie, in his cell. He loves this little girl, and he's helplessly watching her life get torn apart. He can do nothing to stop it. It's not his kid, though. This is the best part. The Inquirer caught up with Christie's most recent boyfriend, Andrew Lebo, who says she and OJ did a ton of drugs together, and she still does. She's getting crazier and crazier into meth. She'd leave drugs everywhere, said 26-year-old Andrew, who actually fathered Maddie, even though OJ views her as his own.
Oh, juice.
She'd drop her handbag and drug paraphernalia and fall out for Maddie to see. She was off her face all day. She started to sell her body to make money. She's been cursed by OJ. The guy is evil.
She's been cursed. I curse you.
OJ wrote to Christy saying he loved her and asking for pictures of our daughter, Andrew told the Inquirer. Christy was so under control. So under his control, she sent him some photos. I was shocked. I wrote to him, demanding the photos back, taunting him, saying, Maddie's my daughter and not his. And then Christy said he's a lazy lover.
A lazy lover. That's all. Well, he's the Juice, man. He didn't have to do anything.
Juice. Christy said you're a lazy lover.
I got bad knees.
No one knows where Christy is, said her heartbroken mom. What's more, Kathy told the Inquirer that before Christy vanished, her daughter had been in intensive care, bleeding out of her rectum from drugs.
Ooh. Oh, God.
Rectum?
Wait, from drugs?
I need to know that.
Wait, why is she bleeding out of her rectum?
I don't know what the rectum has to do with that.
Are you sure that was from drugs and not something else?
Maybe
from
something she did while on drugs.
We have a problem here. I'm trying to get a girl to go to rehab. Been doing drugs, but pay for the
wheelchair. Does anybody there need rescue?
We've been doing drugs 2 days with Pedro Guerrero, who just got arrested on cocaine.
Nice throw Guerrero under the bus.
Going to rehab right now.
Is anybody getting anyone right now?
He's so worried about her.
Does anybody have any weapons?
No.
Does the girl need any
It's not that she's with Pedro Guerrero either. He's not jealous. He wants to help her.
No, this is the police department.
No, she left, and I don't know what to do with her. about him. Man, I'm frustrated.
Other than maybe killer.
Pedro Guerrero got low bug, got arrested for having 15 keys of
cocaine. Tattletale.
15 keys.
This girl spent the last 2 days doing drugs with him. And then a friend just came over and said, you're going into a rehab. She drives a Mercedes. She lives in the car seat. Now she is loaded out of her mind. In her
loaded.
Driving around town.
That was the most.
OJ gets impatient here.
That was the most offensive thing.
I can't wait for you. I need action now.
As if OJ would be with anything but a white girl after 1981.
By the way, there's a picture of a Kardashian daughter with her new boyfriend, and he may not be black.
What?
I'm not joking.
Are you kidding?
It's the one who was with Disick.
Oh, Courtney. Chloe.
Courtney, yeah.
Oh, Courtney.
Courtney, yeah. And she's with a guy.
She has the recessive gene in that family.
He may be black. I'm not sure, though. He may not be black.
Oh.
Which blew my mind. And there's a picture of Denzel Washington that the Inquirer has blown up to show the little white speck in his nostril. They're accusing him of doing blow.
Oh, clearly.
Poor Denzel.
At the screening of Fences, the actor appeared very nervous.
Let me see, Mark.
Oh, yeah. No, they go on.
Oh, wait. You buried the lead on this page. Ballooning Jack, ready to burst. Life is as good as it gets for Oscar winner Jack Nicholson. But at the rate the Chinatown star is growing, he's putting his health at serious risk. The 73-year-old wreck has packed on so many pounds, his watch band is cutting off circulation to his hand.
It is. Actually, look at his watch band.
It really is. But it's like he had his watch on as he got fat. I know, he just didn't put it on too tight.
What's so funny is they act like they're so concerned about these people from a medical standpoint.
Did you read this whole thing?
I did.
He's apparently been waging that battle with a knife and a fork.
Yes.
He actually says that.
I know.
And then they give a little caption, like a little bubble to what he's saying. And he says, my bucket list now, a bucket of chicken. That's awesome.
Good Jack.
I did there was a tabloid story with Dr. Stuart Fisher in it. I got to find it.
I saw it. They were both mentioned in multiple stories in.
This is a really funny one.
Lloyd's. Yeah, there were a few good ones.
The tragic last days Val Kilmer may have just weeks to live. Did you know that?
Yeah, they've been saying that for a while.
Val's on his last legs now. A source close to the Top Gun star turns 57 on December 31st told Radar Online. He keeps trying to assure everyone that he's all right, but he's clearly not. Things have gotten much, much worse. Gaunt 89-pound Val Kilmer.
Wow.
Quote, he's not 89 pounds. I've seen a picture of him like 2 weeks ago.
I don't know.
76 pounds.
Drew, this is a source.
Yeah,
this
yeah
is
Mark, a source close you think that's home. Bad. Angelina's 76 pounds.
Oh, God. Oh,
that's
she
the front
terrible.
Of the Inquirer. Yeah, she doesn't look too good.
He looked like death warm over. Kilmer's clothes were hanging off his skeletal frame as he clutched a bottle of mouth spray, which is frequently used to treat dry mouth and throat in cancer patients. Dr. Stuart Fisher, a New York internist who has not treated Kilmer, says he looks gravely ill, and it appears he has swelling on the right side of his neck. This does not look good.
Yeah, boy.
That's it. That's all we get from Dr. Stuart Fisher.
Poor Val.
Come on, Dr.
Fisher. You ain't dead.
There's a nice feature stars. They're just like us.
Yeah.
For example, they have Harrison Ford, who's carrying apparently Christmas shopping. He's got multiple boxes there.
Oh,
balance boxes. Stars. Huh? They balance boxes, just like us.
Okay. We shop online more now.
Yeah.
Jessica Biel is carrying some groceries. They restock groceries.
Oh. Jessica, $35 water Biel.
Yes. Christy Brinkley is cheering on the Knicks. They root for the home team. There's Christy rooting for the home team, just like we do. We root for home teams.
Who's she sitting with? Is she sitting with anybody?
Her son.
Oh.
Her son, Jack, who's 21. Then they got Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell, who are out in Aspen. It's cold out. They brave the cold. They've got their winter clothes on. Stars are a lot more like us than I think anyone realizes. Gwen Stefani.
Looks good.
Shopping. They search for presents, just like us. They love this one. Every time they can find a star pumping their own gas,
yeah,
they pump their own gas. They love that one.
By the way, gas $2.57 a gallon.
Well, you know why? You know
stupid
why? Right?
Tax.
Yeah, 7 cents.
Jesus.
An additional 7 cents. Now
it's more like 40 cents.
Well, 7 additional cents from before last year.
There's the dumbest. Have you seen? Has anyone seen Rob Kardashian and Blac Chyna's stupid reality show?
No. Well, it's not the really.
Dumbest show. These people are so stupid. Both of them.
Mm-hmm. Aren't they getting divorced or are divorced
they
or never were married?
Constantly. They fight just like all us. The time. They had a kid. No, they fight more than us. They fight way more than us. And you know what they do? They get real nasty on the phone and they block each other from each other's phones. So neither can call the other or text the other.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
They have a kid.
How mature.
They live together with a child and they, like, he leaves, blocks her from his phone and goes and stays at his own place. Oh. And won't talk to her for days.
Wow.
It's so stupid.
Childish.
Anyway, in the story about this whole stupid show and their problems, he was in the hospital with something for his diabetes, supposedly. Anyway, they're talking about how their relationship is such a disaster. I apologize. I'm seeking help for my flaws issues. Please pray for me. I will not fucking pray for Rob Kardashian to fix his fucking issues. Fuck you.
Pray for
him. Stop blocking your stupid phone, you moron. He acts like a 2-year-old. I'm not going to pray for him.
Pray for me.
There's nothing wrong with him.
It sounds so empty and shallow.
Brat.
Please pray for me.
Please pray for me. Like he's dying or something.
Whatever happened to his sock business? Remember his sock business?
I didn't know he had sock business?
Yeah, wasn't that a thing in the Kardashians? He had like a designer socks or something?
I mean, I'm sure you're right.
That was his way of becoming famous.
It sounds incredibly lame. I just can't imagine anyone buying his stupid socks.
No.
I'm sure they're stupid. All right, we're at the hour 20 mark. We need to get this thing done.
We need to watch the rest of this Rose Bowl.
Get Jay out of here, watch the Rose Bowl. And
Penn State is still hanging in there.
They're putting, though.
See you tomorrow. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
See ya.
See ya.
Thanks to Mr. Methane.